something that I've been wanting to do for days. We've had this number, and now someone's answering the number, and this is for John Hinckley's father.
Yeah.
And I am so upset with this guy.
Well, first of all, he births a murderer.
Well, yeah. Nice going.
Yeah, and then secondly, he's entrusted. I mean, it's all on him to make sure that this kid doesn't do anything weird and escape and go after God knows who. And
one good move out of Hinckley Jr., and these guys are history, and he's gone.
Yeah, he's like in his 80s, you know? Not to mention, it's all on him to make sure he takes his medication, and if he doesn't, he'd flip out and God knows what.
And I'm sorry you're so worried about spending the holidays with your family, but, you know, the Brady family isn't quite having the holiday they might have had.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you had to be a big shot.
So I wanted to call the old man and at least get him to be heads up about a potential stiff arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a juke move or a spin move from Hinckley Jr.
Well, you know, he's not thinking about it, so somebody's got to tell him.
Well, nice putting yourself ahead of the entire country, by the way. You kid only shot the president, you clown.
Yeah.
It's a little snowy out there, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Hinckley?
Yeah, it's the Drew and Mike show calling on WRIF radio. I was just wondering if we could get a comment or two about John's unsupervised visits.
I'm sorry, but we're just not able to give out any interviews to anyone.
Well, you know, we're sorry, too, but, you know, he did shoot our president, so I think we have a right to talk, or at least to have some kind of comment on it.
Well, the hospital has told us that they don't want us to do it, so they're not going to do it.
Well, you can hide behind the hospital all you want. That's really convenient. I said it's really convenient to hide behind the hospital.
Well, I didn't do this.
Are you prepared to make sure
I have nothing to do with it.
Well, I know, but you have the money to put up a defense to get him this kind of a deal, and that's really what this is all about.
Well, I hope you're
off base, young man.
He only shot the president. That's all. You're off base.
I hope you're.
Why should we take a chance?
Okay. Make sure he takes his medication.
That's fine.
That's your job. Make sure he takes the drugs.
One deke move and spin move, and you're done, old man. Dick.
Way off.
You're way off base.
How do you like that?
My son only shot the president.
That's all he did. God almighty. Wow. Well, see, that
pisses
came
me.
Right,
you
from
know,
that dude's
that,
sperm,
that
man.
Twerp.
Well, what do we expect? He's Hinckley's dad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Created right from his wrinkled dick.
Nice raising a geek. Nice raising the biggest geek in the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm past Daddy Foster by killing the president.
I know. Nice
raising a kid who has a clue.
God.
One deke.
Yeah, one move, one juke move, one spin move. Bye-bye!
Yeah, forget. I mean, listen to this old decrepit fart on the other end. He's going to keep track of this monster? God.
Yeah, I know.
Nice choice in chicks to fall for, too. Jodie Foster, lesbian, one.
I know. I have a clue.
Doesn't even like dick. And secondly, she's ugly.
That really irritates me. The
hospital has advised us not to say.
You know, we have. This is only our president that your kid shot, you dumbass.
like you'd follow the rules from the hospital like it's some court mandate.
What a selfish SOB.
Yeah,
seeing my kid is more important than the president.
Yeah, right. Right.
I'm tempted to call him back, but he'll probably call the police or something.
Oh, he would. He would, I'm sure. He's probably got a direct line.
Well, he thinks his money can just bail him out of anything.
I know it.
But it's not going to bail him out of John's juke.
That's right.
Be ready for a stiff arm, old man. God, I wish I could get put away for insanity and have him be my keeper. I'd stiff arm him so bad. I'd give him the biggest, nastiest Heisman Trophy pose stiff arm.
I'd chop block the prick.
I wasn't under the impression that Hinckley's dad had a ton of money. Does he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why he ever got insanity. That's why he got off on insanity, because they're loaded to the gills.
Good God.
I don't know. I'm not sure what he did exactly, but he had... He put up quite an elaborate defense with lots of expert witnesses, psychiatrists that, you know, basically a testimony for hire kind of deal.
How much did you have to put up for an insanity defense? I mean, he shot the friggin' president.
I know.
Of course he's insane.
That's how I was.
No, but you've got to really put up a defense that that demonstrates delusional thinking. And, I mean, it's not that easy to have people declared legally insane.
I was surprised that insanity thing flew for a president attempted murder like that?
When the jury got the instructions,
really?
They had been so overwhelmed by the defense that they put on that they felt they were following the instructions, you know, and by law they were.
Well, frequently that's what happens. The jury gets confused by the instructions all the time from the judge. And a lot of times when they go to the judge for clarification, the judge, for whatever reason, can't really clarify something very well.
But don't kid yourself.
He's limited in what he can say.
It is about money. It really is. You know, if this is some poor kid... some poor piece of white trash. He'd have been thrown. They'd have thrown him away and thrown away the key.
Of course he would have. Definitely. The kid would have been so butt humped now, too. That's the other
God,
thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
And that irritates me.
Oh, God, yeah. He'd come out of there. By the time he came out of there, he'd be Swiss cheese. There'd be a million points of light coming from his body being poked so much.
Don't forget, now we're just one swim move away from him.
Yeah, that's right. One stiff arm.
No, it's true, man.
Rosie O'Donnell or whoever he's in.
Should I call that old bold milkshake back and tell him to heads up for the stiff arm, or should we just leave it alone?
Yeah, I don't know. No, you're right. He probably does have tracers all over that line.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, like, leave it be.
Yeah. We'll come at him. Let's give it a couple of weeks and come after him again.
Yeah, when John gets his first unsupervised visit.
Yeah. Exactly.
When Hinkley gives him a stiff arm.
Let's call while he's over there.
You know, I was trying to tell him, watch out for the deke. Watch out for that juke.
Well, he thinks he knows. The hospital will tell him to look out for the stiff arm. It'll be on the instructions.
Because he's got to be aligned almost like a defense. He's got to have Mrs. Hinckley in left end. He's got to be in right end. And they've got to close it. They've got to have his own defense.
Kicker on a kick return.
Yeah, no, he is. You're right.
You know, like when you leave the hospital, you know how they give you that chart, you know, like all those things, your medicines, all the things you can and can't do, you know, that form. Wouldn't it be great if that's what he came home with, this thing of, like, God, the stiff arm, all this stuff is all...
Oh, yeah, they got the guy in the Heisen pose like this, watch out for this.
It's all there in the instructions from the hospital.
It ought to be, because I'm telling you, if I were John Hinckley Jr., I'd be practicing my moves right now. I'd be going faking left, going right.
Yeah, it would be like, beware of the following moves. Your son may attempt.
I mean, old people are so slow. Spin moves are so effective against old people.
Yeah. Well, for one, just sitting on the crap. He's going to be in the crapper an hour and a half every morning, so right away the kids have plenty of time to get out of there.
You can swim, just push him to the side and right over the shoulder, and he's gone.
Or a head slap, you know, the old head slap.
That's illegal, though. The head slap's illegal.
It's illegal, but it's not illegal in this kind of situation. Because anything goes with a guy like Hinckley, he's insane.
Well, just say you're
insane. That's all I say. I didn't take my medicine. I'm nuts. Of course I use the head slap.
Yeah. Well, just say you're insane.
Originated by Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones, that's right.
Yeah. Well, right, let's hope somebody just pops him off and that kid is released, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, that's John Hinckley Sr., a tool.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
We'll come get him the first unsupervised.
I want to slap that old man. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I want to ear twat him.
Pisses me off.
101 WRIF. We'll have to get a cup of coffee, relax.
I know. I have a cigarette.